It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Livestock and Poultry Commission.
Uh-huh. So, so you had to go through many departments.
Yes. Perfect. Which we've been on calls ever since Corona has happened. We've been on these phone calls that weekly kind of update us of what's going on and what we can expect. The governor shut down rodeos and then brought them back. Shut down sports and then brought them back. So we have been up to date as fair associations go on every change that happens within the state, which has been great. But what they did ask for us to do is submit a plan to the state that said, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is your vision. Yep. And then they come back with your plan.
Okay.
So it's worked out.
Perfect.
As long as you worked it out, that was good to persevere and go through that tediousness of having to work with the state. You did a great job, obviously. The date is Saturday, September the 26th, which is good that we may get some very nice
cool weather
there. Yeah. And it's going to be held, of course, down in Falk. Mm-hmm. Tell us how to get there in case they don't know.
It's located at 401 East Lewis Street in Falk, Arkansas. The best, easiest way to get there from Texarkana is to take Loop 245 around.
Right.
Take the 71 exit. You'll take a right off the 71 exit, and then you'll take a left right beside Commercial National Bank, and we are on the left.
Right.
Directly across the street from the school.
Yeah. Okay, so it's easy to find. This is your traditional county fair. Now, you're not going to have ride or anything like that this year because of the problem.
Rona.
But you got everything else. So talk a little bit about everything else that goes along with a traditional county fair.
Yeah. Everything else. Well, right now, everything else consists of food.
Boy.
More food.
Fair food.
Yep.
Home Arts Rodeo.
Right.
Kids Rodeo. We're super excited about the rodeo.
Absolutely.
A livestock show. Like I said, we're going to do a calf scramble.
Let's do that.
Yes. But there's going to be craft booths.
Is there going to be vendors?
Vendors.
Okay.
Any nonprofit organization, if they will contact me, can set up that day for free. We are a nonprofit, so we totally understand how hard it is to raise a little money.
Right.
So if you're a nonprofit organization, they can give me a call. Come set up a booth there at the county fair.
Talk about a little bit about, I'm looking at the admission prices are very low.
They are. It's going to be $2 for the morning admission and then $5 for the evening to cover kind of the rodeo and band activities.
Well, that's very little. That's nothing.
And donations, we don't charge for parking. No parking fees.
Good. There
donations
you go.
Donations gratefully accepted.
And this rodeo is going to have all your typical rodeo events. Talk a little bit about mutton busting and all that that's going to be going on.
Yes. Lance Ganey and Sean Power and their beautiful wives have been working really hard to pull this kid rodeo together. Mm-hmm. We tried to pull off an adult rodeo. Mm-hmm. It's just we don't have enough time or space.
Kids rodeo is fine.
Kids rodeo is going to be great. And like I was talking to them last night, you know, we were really trying to rebuild the Western heritage here in our community as well. So when you start with little kids, man, it sticks with them forever.
Right.
So they're going to start off with, I think it's mutton busting
mutton busting.
The very first
I can't read it very well because I don't have my glasses on, but mutton busting, bull riding, broncos, barrel racing, the whole
breakaway roping, team roping, and rescue race, which if you've never been involved
those
in a rescue race,
I love watching those.
I bet I have eaten a ton of that arena dirt over the years.
Yeah.
Somebody missing... Me missing the horse during the rescue race. I was not rescued, by the way. And but it's fun and it's exciting because your whole family can get involved. And that's what the Miller County Fair is about, is family.
103.995 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. This would be News Time brought to you by DeLauders, our family-owned grocery store over there in Maud, serving you since 1977. But the news is going to be about the Miller County Fair and Rodeo, which is going to be going on. On September 26th, which is a Saturday, it's an all-day event. You got the livestock show, the vendors, the home arts, and some music playing in the background going on, and all the fun activities going on during the day. Then you'll take a brief little break there and get ready for the night, which is going to have the Shelton Band live music and, of course, the 18 and under youth rodeo and all that means. And you guys are promoting doing this in a safe fashion.
Absolutely. That's why it's Rona style.
That's right.
Bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair, yes. Because we moved the bleachers.
Right.
So that way your family can sit and his family can sit and my family can sit away from each other, but we can still wave and speak.
Yep.
Bring your own lawn chair, even for the rodeo or for the live music. There will be around the festival area, there's going to be some tables and awnings set up for food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kind of block that sun off of you. We're going to limit six.
There you go. See, you can do this in a safe manner.
Absolutely.
And still have a good time. And you were talking about some of the folks that might be of higher risk, elderly and things like that.
We are going to decide Thursday at that time what to bring in or what time to have them come in. But we are going to have a special time for high-risk citizens to come in. And that way they can enjoy it as well.
Right.
You just wear their mask.
Yeah, wear your mask.
Don't just have a temperature.
Don't get right up next to somebody you don't know. I mean, it's the same thing. If you can, if we say this over, I beat it like a dead horse, as they say. But if you can go shop at the Walmart or the Lowe's or the Home Depot with your mask on, you can do something like a Miller County Fair with your mask on and be safe.
Right. And I just ask that you wear your mask inside the building, looking at the home arts and crafts and canned goods and such. But when you walk outside,
you can do what you want to do.
As long as you're social distancing.
Yeah. Some people want to have it on all. I understand. Some people want to have it on all.
And that's okay. Yeah. That's your perspective.
That's your prerogative, as they say. It all begins. What time do you open those gates?
9 a.m.
All right, and that's going to be going on during the day, and then you'll shut it down for a little while late in the afternoon.
Yes, sir. We're going to shut it down just for a safety protocol to get some livestock trailers in and out, and then we're going to open back up at 6 p.m.
And then around 7 is when the youth rodeo and the Shelton Band will start.
Absolutely.
Kind of at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm going to want to see both, so I'll bounce back and forth. But there are certain people who aren't rodeo folks
who
may just want to sit and listen to the band and eat supper. And so we have that option for them as well and for the kids to be able to play games. Yeah. And I wish we could do bounce houses, but we can't.
Maybe next year on the bounce house.
Yeah, maybe next year for the bounce house. But, you know, they can jump rope and skip rock if they want to.
Absolutely.
Look at the livestock and just have a good time.
Sounds like a great time is going to be had by all. Tickets will be, like I said, $2 in the morning and then $5 in the evening.
Right.
Very low price there. And the fair food type thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Corny dogs, funnel cakes, you name it.
Oh, yeah, my girl at Shell Shop.
Yeah, caramel apples. I mean, my eyes do light up.
Candy Calton, my favorite.
Shell Shock has the absolutely best chicken wings in town, so I'm excited. Uh-huh.
Yes.
She comes every year, and I'm like the first one at her booth.
Yeah.
MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Jessica from the Miller County Fair and Rodeo. And it is going to happen this year on Saturday, September the 26th. Looking forward to that immensely.
Yes.
But let's play a game. And
all right.
Today's game happens to be, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I hate this game.
I know.
Well, sometimes they're difficult, and sometimes they're not difficult, okay? Lately, they've been fairly easy, okay?
Okay.
All right. Of course, today you're in. It'll probably be very difficult.
Probably.
Hopefully, Anna has not already pre-screened the questions.
I'm just not answering to that anymore.
I can't see that far.
Okay. It's questions from a standard fifth grade curriculum. If you get 4 out of 5 correctly, then I guess you move to the sixth grade. If you don't get 4 out of 5, we may have to stay in the fifth grade. All right. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to give you about 5 seconds to give an answer on this, so I don't want you sitting there counting it in your head. How many red stripes are on the American flag? Is that A6, B7, or C13? Red stripes on the American flag.
Seven. Final answer.
Sound like you were throwing it in with Jessica. But you are correct. It is 7. She saved you there, Anna.
Well, yeah, no, she saved me.
Okay. What country invented the compass to get you somewhere?
Okay.
A, Norway, B, Italy, or C, China? The compass, so you'll know where north is and south is. And east.
I would guess China, because they invented so much stuff.
Oh, I would say, what was it? Italy and Norway?
Norway, Italy, or China?
Give me Norway.
I'll give you Norway, but unfortunately it was China.
Oh.
That's what we think about China right now.
Get out of that.
All right. Which is the deepest ocean in the world?
Oh,
not the biggest.
Not the biggest.
The deepest.
The deepest, okay.
Is that the Pacific, the Atlantic, or the good old Arctic? The deepest.
Well, I lived on that side, so I'm going to go with Pacific.
Oh, I have no idea because I've never left L.A., you know, Laura, Arkansas. So,
Arkansas. I love that.
Pacific?
Yeah. You got it right. Pacific. It is not only
Pacific.
It's not only is it the biggest, it's also the deepest. What are the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution commonly called? Is that the preamble, the Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights?
The Bill of Rights.
It has to be the Bill of Rights.
Y'all were quick on that one. Very good. Species that live on both land and water are known as amphibians, reptiles, or crustaceans.
Oh, amphibians.
I'm going to go with Anna.
Well, congratulations. You two are going on to the sixth grade.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
As y'all have passed today's test.
Exactly.
I'm so proud of you. All right. Well, once again, Miller County Fair and Rodeo coming up on Saturday, September the 26th. The Miller County Fairgrounds, that's down in Falk, right across from the school. They'll open the gates at 9 a.m. for the daytime events and then 6 p.m. for the nighttime events. They're going to have live music throughout the day, the Shelton Band at night, livestock show, vendors, home arts, the calf scramble, the youth rodeo with all the rodeo events. It all goes on right there on the 26th. Congratulations on pulling this off. Looking for a great day. You can have fun and be safe. And if they need more information, if they want to find out more about it, what are the places like Facebook and things like that they can go to?
You can go to the Miller County Fair Association Facebook page, or you can give me a call at 870-330-1155, or you can give us an email at millercountyfairarkansas@gmail.com.
Over a month away, we're looking forward to it with eager anticipation. We're going to be there and enjoy it, and I hope you will be too. Jessica, thanks so much for coming
in. Thanks for having me.
And keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.